We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning, now 8:30 here on this Friday morning. Authorities say at least 11 people have been hospitalized and an active shooter dead after opening fire at Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. Escambia Sheriff spokeswoman Amber Southard tells the Associated Press the shooter is dead. Investigators with Wichita's police department say guns being stolen from cars on the rise. They're calling it a disturbing trend. Wichita Police Lieutenant Scott Bruno tells KSN News in October there were 21 guns stolen from cars, and in November the number was 23. Total number of guns stolen from cars this year, currently 195.
Cars are just being broken into for wallets, for purses, for cell phones, and guns are being found just because of the number of guns that are being left in there.
Lieutenant Bruno says people need to lock up their guns, even in a car. If you have to take it with you, get a small lock box and secure that to the metal under the car seat.
A Wichita nonprofit dedicated to helping people with intellectual disabilities is growing.
Thursday, Starkey Incorporated broke ground on its new multi-million dollar life enrichment building. The new project will provide a modern, renovated facility for the more than 500 people the organization serves. Starkey officials thank the community partners, individual donors, companies, and foundations that pushed the organization's fundraising over their $4 million goal. Construction on the building is expected to be completed by 2021, at which point the Morrison Building will be renovated for Starkey's Gateway program. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Well, the fundamentals are working in favor of drivers this week at the gasoline pump. Sean Stewart is with AAA Kansas.
Gasoline stocks have been steadily increasing over the past few weeks as gasoline demand has now started to slow after the busy holiday travel week. So this trend is creating cheaper gas prices for Kansans.
The average price for a gallon of gas in Kansas as of Wednesday was $2.30 a gallon.
Kansas's gas prices are ninth cheapest in the country. When we look at a year ago, we were at about $2.14 a gallon here in Kansas. We're a little bit higher than we were a year ago.
2020 presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg speaking at a town hall in Aurora, Colorado, focusing on gun safety.
Michael Bloomberg was introduced by Tom Sullivan, who lost his son Alex in the Aurora movie theater shooting in 2012.
I just can't imagine the pain that one has if you lose a child. It's just unthinkable.
He cited political work his gun safety group Every Town has done and said as president he will do a number of things, including raise the age limit to purchase a gun to 21, repeal immunity given to many in the gun industry, overhaul the background check system, and declare a national gun emergency.
Unfortunately, we have a president who bows down to the extremists who run the NRA.
He said aside from gun safety, his priorities would also be climate change and public education. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS. Staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cold high pressure is building in across the Central Plains, and that's bringing our temperature down significantly compared to what it's been like this week. Windy this morning with a high 44. Clear and not as breezy tonight, Tarlo 28. Sunny and 52 on Saturday, with Sunday's high 56. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour, 35 degrees. 8:36 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Justin Timberlake issues a public apology. It was an incident involving his female co-star.
Pop star Justin Timberlake has apologized to his wife, actress Jessica Biel, after he was seen holding hands with the co-star of his upcoming film. Timberlake posting a note on Instagram saying he wanted to address the rumors that started after photos and videos showed him and actress Alicia Wainwright holding hands at a New Orleans bar. He stated, quote, "I displayed a strong lapse in judgment, but let me be clear, nothing happened between me and my co-star." Timberlake says he drank way too much that night and I regret my behavior. I should have known better. This is not the example I want to set for my son. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Anna Faris thanking firefighters for saving her family.
Actress Anna Faris taking to Twitter to say, I'm not quite sure how to express gratitude to the North Lake Tahoe Fire Department. We were saved from carbon monoxide. The star and her family staying in a rental home in Lake Tahoe for Thanksgiving. Two family members ended up feeling sick, which turned out to be carbon monoxide poisoning. Multiple fire departments responding to an emergency at the property, finding high levels of carbon monoxide inside the home. Ferris says it's a stupidly dramatic story, but I'm feeling very fortunate. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Another mega religious event featuring Kanye West.
Kanye West is taking his Sunday service to the big house in New York, and he's bringing along a friend.
Close on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A.
West is teaming with his new buddy Joel Osteen for a mega event at Yankee Stadium, according to TMZ. West recently visited Osteen's Lakewood Church in Texas, where he spoke about his recent conversion to Christianity, and then performed for the millions of Osteen devotees, both at the church and on TV and radio. The New York event is set for May 2nd, 2020. It's part of Joel's America's Night of Hope, which he takes to several cities across the country. Osteen is set to do a sermon and then let Yeezy do his thing, similar to the event at Lakewood. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's get up close with the celebrity.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Elizabeth Perkins, who stars alongside Dennis Leary in the new Fox Holiday Event series, The Moodies.
Well, The Moodies are a very tight-knit, close family living on the south side of Chicago who have come together for Christmas in all their chaos and dysfunction. And I mean that in the best possible terms. I don't know any family that doesn't have its dysfunction.
Perkins says the Moody family dynamic is part of what makes the show relatable.
For most of us, Christmas brings some tension and some stresses and maybe some people you don't necessarily want to see. And what I love about the Moodies is it presents that side of Christmas.
She says there are several ways she relates to her Moody matriarch, Anne, including a love for traditions.
I'm a little Christmas obsessed, also kind of nosy. Anne is very sort of overly involved in what's going on with her children. She has studied psychology and feels that she can give them a therapy session right there at the dinner table.
The Moodies airs through December 10th. Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Let's take a look at how things might shake out at the box office this weekend.
I'm Michelle Polino. Eddie Redmayne is a meteorologist and Felicity Jones, a hot air balloon pilot in The Aeronauts.
I believe the weather can be predicted.
The two combine their talents and find themselves in an epic fight for survival while attempting to make discoveries on how to predict the weather. The film is based on a true story.
Rex Dasher, for your next mission, we're partnering you with two civilians.
Playmobil the Movie is an animated feature film inspired by the Playmobil brand toys. Daniel Radcliffe stars as Rex Dasher, charismatic secret agent who teams with a truck driver and smart and savvy civilian to find out why citizens from different lands seem to vanish from thin air. And in the French film Portrait of a Lady on Fire, on an isolated island in Brittany at the end of the 18th century, a female painter is sent to paint a wedding portrait of a young woman. But when they meet, their lives are changed forever. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Let's check in some of the late night laughs last night. Conan O'Brien on TBS.
According to a new poll that just came out, in California, Bernie Sanders is ahead of both Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. Bernie Sanders way ahead, although Bernie is still trailing Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda.
And Lights Out with David Spade on Comedy Central.
Taylor Swift announced that she's releasing a Christmas song. That's nice. Looks like someone had a bad breakup with Santa.
And it was 50 years ago on this day. One of the worst days in rock and roll history, maybe. The Altamont Speedway Free Festival was held on this day 50 years ago at Altamont Speedway in Northern California. The event best known for considerable violence. Of course, 4 months earlier, there was the free concert in New York, Woodstock, which is legendary. 4 months later, they decided to kind of do a same version of that on the West Coast.
I remember that, yeah.
And things went wrong. One man was stabbed to death. Three other people died, two in a hit-and-run car accident, one other death by an LSD-induced drowning in an irrigation canal, scores injured, cars stolen, lots of property damage.
Didn't the Hell's Angels show up?
Hell's Angels supposedly were there to provide security. Oh. All they did was drink and,
hurt people.
It got bad, yeah.
Oh.
The concert featured Santana, Jefferson Airplane, Flying Burrito Brothers, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Wow.
Grateful Dead was supposed to go on next, but they saw that things were getting ugly, and they said, we're
booked.
Out.
Yeah, they're
so
out
then the Rolling Stones became the final act to take the stage, and they could see that things were bad.
Wow.
Mick Jagger was punched in the head seconds after he even got off the helicopter, so it was not good. And here's some really interesting audio from the Stones on stage as they're watching this violence.
Who's fighting what for? Who's fighting and what for? Why are we fighting? Why are we fighting? We don't want to fight. Come on. Do we want... Who wants to fight? Who is it? Every other scene has been cool. Look, that guy there, if he doesn't stop it, man... Listen, either those cats cool it, man, or we don't play. Come on.
Hey, if you don't call it, Jake, you ain't heard no music. Now you want to all go home or what?
We need doctors down here now, please. Can we have a doctor down here now to the front?
That's wild.
Yeah.
It was. You can just hear the fear in Mick's voice there, Mick Jagger.
Oh, yeah. It was 300,000 people at that free event, which kind of, in some ways, marked the end of the Woodstock
pretty
era,
much, you betcha.
Feeling of rock and roll. In fact, Rolling Stone called this rock and roll's all-time's worst day, December 6th, a day when everything went perfectly wrong at the Altamont Free Concert 50 years ago on this day. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Hey, they repair and service appliances. So if your appliance is in trouble, you just call Terry, get him in for an appointment quick, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair. 1 week from tonight at the Orpheum Theater, on Friday the 13th, a million-dollar Christmas concert, Presley, Perkins, Lewis, and Cash, featuring the music of four great icons of rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I've got one final pair of tickets to give away to go to this concert 1 week from tonight at the Orpheum. To caller number 4. Call me now at 869-1330.
And especially good Blur today. Dead way to go. Coming up, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal talking about the best places to work. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.